Listen to these assholes.
By the way, that was completely improvised. Take my word for it.
Well, your word has been taken for that.
Well, you were here with me.
I wouldn't admit that's not something I would admit to planning.
Yeah, good point.
Someone was like, did you plan that? No.
No, absolutely not.
Fuck no, I didn't plan that.
That was off the cuff of our sleeves.
Right off it. My sunburned elbows and their sleeves are saying that was off the cuff of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
They said it rolled right off us.
It rolled.
Like a moss-covered stone, gathering no more moss.
Because it's rolling.
Yeah, and it's already covered in moss.
I think Keith Richards is probably collecting quite a bit of moss these days.
Yeah, I would say so. Keith. So this is Listen to These Assholes, episode 18.
Yes.
With Mike and Eric.
Si. Diez y ocho.
Si.
So let's get the fucking show on the road.
Let's do it.
This is a public service announcement from these assholes.
It is?
Yeah. If you're planning on driving drunk and getting into a fiery car wreck, try not to tweet a picture of yourself at a bar.
Yeah.
At 1 o'clock in the morning.
But what if drinking. You're not planning on getting into a fiery car wreck?
Well, if you're not planning on getting into a fiery car wreck, then don't drink and drive.
Right. And still, don't tweet pictures of yourself drinking.
No, if you're not going to get into a fiery car wreck, you can tweet all the pictures of yourself drinking you want.
Right.
That's not a big deal.
But what if certain things are unplanned? Like, if you don't plan, you said if you don't plan on it, don't drive. So you're saying take pictures as long as you're not driving.
If you're planning on driving and getting into a fiery car wreck and killing some of your friends along with you, don't tweet a picture of yourself a few hours before that drinking.
Yeah.
Because then your PR people are going to have to take it down.
Oh, is that what they did?
That's exactly what happened.
Huh.
It was there. Okay, we're talking about Ryan Dunn, in case you live under a fucking rock.
From Jackass.
Yeah. And I was a fan of Ryan Dunn. He was probably the most tolerable person on there.
Yeah, he definitely was. And he seemed like a really good guy.
Yeah.
He seemed like a nice guy.
He seemed like I could hang out with him and he wouldn't try to punch me in the nuts.
Yeah. And he's funny. He actually has a good sense of humor. Definitely. I think Ben Margera and Johnny Knoxville are both fucking pussies.
I like Johnny Knoxville more than Ben Margera.
Johnny Knoxville's got the charm, but Johnny Knoxville's a pussy.
No. Johnny Knoxville will put himself in harm's way for the show at all times.
Not as much as the other guys.
But
though.
Ben Margera is a huge pussy.
Yeah, you're right. Ben Margera is a huge pussy. Johnny Knoxville is kind of in the middle of true Jackass and Ben Margera Jackass.
Okay.
I think Johnny Knoxville is bridges the gap between. That's why Ben Margera is there, because Johnny Knoxville's like, it can be cool to be a pussy sometimes, you know, like.
But I don't think Johnny Knoxville ever is a pussy at any point.
Maybe not. I think he is.
I think
he's not really a pussy.
Started hating Ben Margera mostly after that part in the third movie where he was just peeing on people. Did you see the third movie?
No.
Well, he goes around just. It was his bit to just, like, walk up to people with his dick hanging out and, like, holding a flip cam over their head.
Right.
And he would just start peeing on people when they were sleeping.
I haven't seen that one before.
And so people just got annoyed with it. And Ben Margera has this big fear of snakes.
Right.
And then they set up a pit that was full of snakes, and they pushed Ben Margera into it. But it was mostly rubber snakes, but it was, like, half real snakes.
Yeah.
And Ben was, like, flipping out and... You know, crying, and she's like, "You guys, you gotta get me out of here."
Yeah.
And so he was just a huge bitch.
Yeah. Well, he is a huge bitch.
But I respect Johnny Knoxville.
I guess I have, to a degree, I have respect for Johnny Knoxville.
The point of this conversation is that I have lost respect for Ryan Dunn.
Really, though?
Yeah.
I really have. But, like, how many times has anybody driven drunk, you know?
A lot of people.
Like, nobody plans on getting into a fiery car wreck.
Okay, but...
And people take pictures of themselves at the bar. Like, people, they don't think, like... He wasn't taking the picture thinking, like, you know...
Or that maybe that was a bad place to start this.
Yeah.
But I think if you get into a fiery car wreck, and you're... Even if you're well-known or not well-known by the people in the world, and you get... And you drive drunk, and you get into a fiery car wreck, and a couple of your friends die with you, I don't think you should deserve the adoration of your fans.
Right.
I think people should look at that and say, hey, wait a minute.
Well, the thing is also, I agree with that to an extent. He's an example, but you still, my whole idea is not to celebrate, you know, is to celebrate somebody's life as opposed to, you know, looking at how they died.
I understand that, but still, I have no sympathy for the guy for doing that.
Right. I understand that.
I have sympathy for his friends.
Yeah.
Like, that fucking sucks for them, man.
Yeah. Yeah, he took, you know, I could understand where you're going with that. Drinking and driving just...
That's not cool.
Yeah, it's not. But we all do it, and nobody plans. But also, now that I'm thinking about it, we all do it. But no, we don't all do it.
People do it, and they get to their destination just fine, and they don't die in fiery car wrecks.
I know when... Yeah, exactly.
But I don't feel good about that when someone goes and does that. It's like, oh, they made it home this time.
Right. Especially if you are drunk enough to get into a fiery car crash... You know,
or any kind of fucking, I don't care if it's fiery.
Yeah. Then you're probably even too drunk to drive.
Yeah.
I know I've driven plenty of times under the influence of alcohol, but I always know when enough is enough and when I'm going to lose control over what I'm doing.
If there's a picture of you on the internet and you're holding a quadruple whiskey in your hand, looking at it like, wow, I've already had way too much to drink. Why am I drinking this? And then you get in a fiery car accident.
Yeah. It's,
go straight to hell.
I can understand that. But still, I was a big fan of Ryan Dunn.
I was, you know, I like Ryan Dunn.
I think it's just, an innocent, fun night out gone wrong, you know?
Horribly, horribly wrong.
Horribly, horribly.
Horribly, wrong. Fiery,
yeah.
Incendiary wrong.
Right.
Yes.
But anyway, check out Haggard. It's a movie starring Ryan Dunn and other members of the Jackass crew.
Now we're plugging this shit?
Yeah.
What the hell is Haggard?
Well, Haggard is a very funny movie, actually.
Really?
Yeah, it's very funny. It's got Ryan Dunn, Rake Yawn, Brandon DiCamillo, whoever.
When did they make this movie?
It was back in, like, early... It must have been around the Jackass days.
It was like a low-budget
low-budget kind of thing, you know?
Rob himself and all those guys?
Yeah, yeah. Rob himself was a guy, and he just had the weirdest voice, and he always just say, just kill yourself. Just kill yourself.
I loved the old CKY videos.
Yeah.
I was a fan of that shit.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
I even liked Jackass. Jackass was funny.
Oh, Jackass was fantastic.
And Ryan Dunn was one of the most respectable
members
of, you know, not really saying much. He's one of the most respectable members of the Jackass crew.
He looked like the kind of guy I could have a beer with.
Yeah.
But not too many beers.
Yeah. And I wouldn't get into a car
with him. Right. I would not get into the car with the guy.
Yeah.
Knowing what I know now.
And knowing that he's a jackass, you know.
Let it be said that I will never get into a car with Ryan Dunn if he's had too much to drink.
Okay. I'll remember that.
Okay.
So I'm going to hold you to that.
Good.
Okay?
All right.
If you even try...
I'm fully prepared for you to hold me to that. If you
even try getting into a car with Ryan Dunn, I will stop you from doing so.
I don't think it'll be a problem.
Okay?
Because he's... Dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was harsh.
It was harsh, but it was a harsh reality.
Right.
These are truths that we're bringing to the people right now.
Yes. You will never get into a car with Ryan Dunn drunk.
I won't.
Ever again. I mean, ever.
Ever in my life.
Yeah.
Unless I'm driving a hearse and I'm drunk.
Oh, I see what you did there.
And he's in the casket.
You know why that's funny? Because he's dead! Because
he's dead! A victim of the modern age!
did you hear about the new culinary rave on the street?
It's all the rage. It's going to be on Food Network pretty soon.
Rage. I meant to say rage.
Yeah, Guy Fieri is going to travel to Japan and look into this shit burger craze.
Yeah.
Yeah, apparently the story is there's a lot of sewage mud.
Right.
Quote-unquote sewage mud. Air quotes over
sewage
here.
Sewage mud. He's sewage doing the air quotes. I can confirm it.
That I think that translates to poop.
Yeah, perhaps.
It's definitely poop.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
And some Japanese scientists had the bright idea to take this poop and extract some of the protein in the poop and make a meat substitute.
Yeah. Yeah, they would extract the protein and put it through an expander.
Is that what that is?
That's what it said in the video.
Yeah, we should... I'm going to put a link to this video in the comments in the future.
Do so.
So when you look down, it's already going to be there because this is the past.
And make sure you look at the refrigerator door because the label says shit burger.
Yeah, read
and
that.
And then something in Chinese or Japanese. Yeah.
I especially like
Korean
the guys...
or German.
I love the guy's pointer. It's like a long like black stick. And then on the end of it, it's like this little plastic hand with a red fingernail.
Yeah.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
This guy's trying to be really serious about his shit
meat. And there's a fingernail pointing to...
Yeah. And he's showing you like all kinds of charts and graphs about shit meat.
Yeah.
Although you got to figure, you know, when you eat red meat, it doesn't really fully digest and it just kind of stagnates in your stomach. And then you poop it out. There's got to be still some protein in there.
Yeah. Logically speaking... If it's processed, right?
Yeah.
Like, say, I'm talking logical here, right? If it's processed, and the protein is extracted properly,
okay,
right, leaving behind any toxins that come with, you know, excrements,
okay,
then why is it a bad idea? It's not a bad idea. It's recycling
because it came from shit.
So what? So what? It came from shit. It was probably... think about a cow. Like, would you think about the inside of a cow.
Okay.
It's kind of shitty, you know?
Yeah, no, the inside of any animal is going to be shitty.
Yeah, it's pretty shitty.
But there's not shit all over the place. The shit is confined to the intestines and the colon and the rectum.
Right, but it's all...
It doesn't get in my steak.
They won't get in your shit burger.
And the steak is not made of cow shit when I eat it.
No, now, it's acceptable. It's not made of. It's the this meat will not be made of shit.
If you want to,
it will be made from nutrients drawn from shit.
So those nutrients were shit at one point.
Those nutrients were.
So you're
were
just taking,
part of shit.
You're taking a very small piece of the shit equation. Just particles of the shit.
Yeah.
And you're putting them together away from the shit.
Yeah, away from the rest of the shit.
It's still shit.
It's not shit, because shit is composed of. Several different things, right? Several different, you know, forms of matter.
But it's just part of the shit.
But yeah, it's just
it
part of the shit.
It doesn't make it okay to
like,
eat that because it
say
used
like,
to be part of
say
shit.
Say like you got a building, right? A house, right? And they're like, you know, you want a brick from this house?
Yeah.
It's not
that's not
well,
the house.
What am I going to be able to use it for? Am I going to be able to live in it? You know? No. It's just a brick.
Well,
so
you can't eat it.
What am I going to do? Well, what am I going to do with the brick? You're going to use it as if it was a brick. And maybe you have another project and you need one more brick.
Yeah, but that brick didn't come out of my ass.
But the brick came off of a house and this protein is coming
out
of shit.
Disgusting.
It doesn't make a difference.
A brick coming off a house,
it doesn't
not disgusting.
Make a difference.
Me eating something that was extracted from my own excrement
you're
is
missing,
nasty.
You're missing the point. No, no.
No, I'm getting the point.
No, the point is...
I don't agree with
you. The point is it comes from your excrement, but you wouldn't know any better. It doesn't matter.
But I do know better right now.
Yeah, but if you didn't, it wouldn't make a difference.
If I go to Japan,
it's just silly to get upset.
If I ever go to Japan, I'm just gonna eat sushi, or I'm gonna avoid red meat altogether. In Japan at this point,
I don't know. I think if somebody gave it to me and said, "Look, this is a burger. It's made from things that were pulled out of human shit. Why don't you give it a try?" Right? I would take a bite, and if I liked it, I would finish it and say. Fuck it, give me another one.
Really?
Yeah.
Because
it makes sense.
I don't think I could get away from the fact that it's human shit.
Yeah, but
even
it's not human shit, though.
But they're even though they're using other proteins to fill it out.
Right.
But the main protein came from duty. And it is duty, man. Like even
it's
though
duty,
even
yeah.
though it's just even though
right.
it's just one
but
you know one very small piece of the whole of duty,
right?
It is still duty.
Yeah, but it's not like a like a little corner of a log of shit.
If you have a cake.
Right.
And you fucking cut a slice.
Right.
That's still fucking cake.
Yeah, but if you have a cake.
And then you somehow extract all the eggs out of it?
Yeah, that's what it is.
You can't do that.
Yeah, but you could do it's it still with cake. Shit, apparently. No, it's still no.
fucking cake.
You can't. It's not the same thing at all. Because they're not taking a slice of shit. They're not taking a slice of shit. They're doing right, a they're chemical
extraction. They're taking a whole pile of shit, and they're putting it through some kind of thing that's going to extract the protein. I get it.
Right,
but
it's not the same. So your analogy of taking a slice of the cake doesn't even hold water.
Well, neither does the brick, really.
It doesn't even hold piss water.
Well, that was the same as your
doesn't
brick.
Doesn't even analogy. Hold diarrhea water.
It could. It's an absorbent cake.
Oh.
I left it in the oven a little too long. Well, it's kind of dry.
Yeah. All right. I see your point there. But at the same time...
I think it's a bad idea.
I don't think it's a bad idea at all. I really don't.
I see that.
I think and through modern science we have the technology to extract the nutrients from fecal matter.
Yeah.
And be able to ingest them healthily.
I have a feeling that this is going to spread. Like not I have a feeling that this is going to become a thing in third world countries. Like they're going to
people are going to start doing it.
Yeah, there's going to be food shortages in places. Yeah.
Well, hey, you know what?
And they're going to make this artificial meat substitute out of human feces in other places.
Yeah.
I really hope McDonald's doesn't think this is a good idea and start making a shit burger.
Yeah. The McShit.
Yeah, the McShits. Now, what McDonald's could do is just follow people around with a bucket. And... you know, if after someone eats at McDonald's and they shit in there,
yeah.
They could probably get most of it back.
Yeah, I would say so. And if McDonald's had the money, I kind of think they do.
They got a few bucks rolling around.
Yeah. If McDonald's had the money, they could take that shit and, you know, maybe every McDonald's would have a septic tank installed into the... But then there's room for contamination. Maybe somebody had Ruby Tuesdays.
Oh.
And they're, like, walking out of the mall...
I used to go to McDonald's with a Whopper in a bag and go buy fries and then sit in the back of McDonald's and eat the Whopper and the McDonald's fries.
Really?
Yeah. So that could fuck up the system.
Yeah. Yeah, it could contaminate the... that could throw off the whole scheme.
But I don't think anybody's really paying attention once it's poop. I think once it's poop and it goes into the extractor...
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, see? When it comes to poop, everything is... All fibers and particles are made equal when it comes to poop. It's all just one big melting. It's like New York. It's like New York City.
So New York is a pile of shit?
New York is a pile of shit. Yeah.
And so when you extract the proteins,
taking all the...
White people.
Well, you could say white people. You could say smart people.
White people.
Or able people.
White people.
Yeah, I don't know. There's plenty of...
White people?
Yeah. There are plenty of white people.
Yeah.
And there are plenty... There's more...
We're talking about extracting the good, useful parts, right?
Yeah, but...
So white people.
No. If we extract white people, right, there's still a large percentage... There's more percentage of dumb white people than there are generally all the smart people.
Yeah.
Of all races.
Right.
So what's the point of just taking out white people? Like, we take out all the people who are able.
Because why would you want to...
Maybe most of those smart people are white people because they've had better opportunities
socioeconomics
for education. But not all white people are. I think we could all just kind of.
So white people are better?
No. Most of the time. Just most of the time.
Only most of the time?
Yeah, and only because society, you know, wills it to be that way.
Yeah.
Because.
Well, we're going to
because of the wonderful things society does.
White people aren't the majority anymore. So no, we're a minority. Not. White people should start, like, trying to get civil liberties and shit.
Yeah.
We should really
because we don't have enough of those.
We should, yeah, honestly, we're losing our civil liberties.
How so?
Well, you know.
Because
we're a minority now.
I can go to Subway and sit down next to an Indian
couple. We have to complain about something. We're a fucking minority. We need something. Right. To bitch about. Because the Mexicans, they're taking over, man.
You mean like generally Hispanics?
Yeah.
South Americans?
The Latino people are really beginning to populate the country.
Yeah.
Whether it's legally or not, they're here.
They are.
And they're queer, so we better get used to it. I actually heard some guy on the radio the other day, and he was complaining about how some guy who was in, he was like 40-something, and he's been in the country since 1988, and he can't speak English.
Right.
And like, and the guy was complaining as if English was the official language of the United States of America.
Yeah.
History lesson, it's not.
It isn't?
No.
What is?
There is no official language in the United States of America. Look it up.
Wow.
Yeah. You just learned something.
I did.
I just served you some knowledge.
Thanks.
I just put it all up in your dome piece.
Yeah, I took it.
You did.
I opened the top of the dome.
Yeah.
And I put it in like a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Or a sandwich.
Made of human excrement?
No, the sandwich was turkey.
What if it's artificial poop turkey?
Hell. No, okay that can't that? Be. That can't be because turkey comes from turkey.
What happens when Boar's Head gets a hold of this poop meat stuff?
Yeah.
And they start producing lunch meats out of poop.
Well, they would have to. It would have to be.
The highest quality
poop? It would have to be marketed as poop. So you can't say it's turkey.
Well, at this point, if you just say something with the qualifier at the end of the little Y at the end of the word.
Right.
Like when someone, like in a commercial, if something says it tastes chocolatey.
Right.
There's no actual chocolate in that product.
Yeah.
It just tastes chocolatey. So, you know, if it's meaty or beefy.
Yeah.
It could be poop meat.
Yeah.
For all you know. It doesn't have to really be meat in there. They're just saying that the flavor
is
not unlike beef.
Right. I understand.
Yeah.
Little loopholes.
There's a lot of loopholes going on. The
goddamn loopholes. I'm going to find all of yous.
Going to close you up, see?
But look here, you loopholes. Whenever I see a loophole, I vomit on the inside. Just vomit all over myself. On my insides. You stupid loopholes.
Loopholes.
Yeah. Goddamn. Do you have loopholes? Call loophole, loophole, and loophole. I know, it's weird. But we don't like them, even though...
Our name is that word three times.
Yesterday, Mike and I got together with a bunch of our friends and played a game of basketball.
We did play. We played three games of basketball.
Yeah, we played three games of
basketball. It was very hot outside.
Uh-huh.
I sweat a lot.
And nobody was, I don't think anybody was really in shape.
No. Well, your brother's in shape.
Yeah, my brother came down and played with us. My brother plays basketball as a normal thing for him. Yeah. You know? It's like tying his shoes.
John Ballard's in shape, too.
Yeah, John Ballard's in shape, but not in a basketball shape.
Well.
Why are we saying last names?
Close enough. Oh, whatever.
Yeah, he's in relative shape.
And then there are people who aren't cigarette smokers, and they had a clear advantage.
Yeah. But I feel like I kicked ass yesterday.
I did all right.
I did. I mean, we both hit a few baskets.
I got a few buckets.
I think we were both in the top, you know.
Yeah.
Five. We were in the top half.
We were playmaking.
Yeah.
Sure.
Basketball's a fun game.
It is a fun game.
To play with people.
That is good.
It's even more fun to play with animals.
Really?
Have you ever played a game of basketball with a dog?
No. I saw that movie, though, where the
Air Bud?
The dog played bad, and it had 100 sequels for no reason whatsoever. Yeah,
it had 100 sequels because the movie was badass.
Really?
I thought the movie was great.
Okay, no.
I am a
please
huge,
elaborate on that.
I am a huge Air Bud fan, just because I love playing with dogs so much, playing basketball with dogs.
I like dogs; they're pretty cool.
Yeah, yeah, and you never played basketball with one?
No.
I can't believe that.
I've played catch with a dog. I've played fetch.
Yeah.
I've played. Finger blast with a dog.
What's finger blast?
Don't worry about it. I've played. I like dogs. I've never played basketball before. I've never seen one that could physically shoot a basket.
Me neither. That's why it's so much fun. Because you always win.
Because no one wants to guard the dog. They all want to see the dog make the shot.
Yeah.
Someone's like, oh my god, someone passes the dog. What's he gonna do?
Well, the thing is, I always win either way, whether I'm playing against him. Because if I'm playing against him.
And you're watching the dog make the basket, you fucking win.
No.
Right?
No.
Oh.
He doesn't make the basket.
Why?
Because he's a dog. But he can't.
But if you're going to play basketball with a dog, you have to assume that the dog has some skill that's going to put the ball in the basket.
No, no, that's the whole point.
So the dog's just going to run around?
Yeah, he's not as good as Air Bud.
He's just taking up
space.
Like,
you know how, like, Air Bud is, like, that like a legendary, sick basketball player dog? You know, like, how Air Bud is that guy?
I know of the movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember that I almost cried when I found out they were going to make a movie about him.
He was already a real basketball player?
Yeah, the Air Bud.
I didn't know this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or he was always, the best basketball-playing dog on the face of the earth.
Are there other basketball-playing dogs?
No.
So he just wins by default?
No. Wow. There was a competition.
It was?
Yeah.
Was it like that, what was that thing that was like 2-on-2 basketball or 3-on-3 basketball? Hoop It Up.
Hoop It Up.
Was it like Hoop It Up with dogs?
No. It was actually, there was a lot of different events. There was,
Was like, it a dog show?
Yeah, kind of thing? Maybe.
How much real competition did Air Bud have?
Air Bud had almost little to no competition.
All right.
He was actually, now that I'm in retrospect, I think he was the only one who even tried to play basketball at this event.
But he could do it.
But he could do it. Yeah.
I like dogs that have talents.
Yeah.
I like that one dog that can skateboard.
I never saw that dog.
Yeah, you have. It's fucking. He's a bull. A bulldog.
Oh, yeah. I have seen
that. And he rides a skateboard.
Where did I see that dog riding a skateboard?
Because he's all over the place. He's on commercials. He's on the internet.
Yeah.
He's on that Rob Dyrdek show for a second.
I heard that dog is like a douchebag.
Dude, he's probably like the coolest dog on the planet, man.
Nah, that's what you would think.
You think a dog has an attitude?
Well, I met Air Bud once at an autograph signing.
Yeah.
And...
Did he hump your leg?
No, I asked him to.
Oh, you wouldn't do it?
Nah, he just gave me the autograph.
What a bitch.
I know. No, he's a male.
Oh.
Yeah. Everybody's a male.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah. But I saw, I asked him, I was like, dude, you know that guy who skateboards, you know? He's kind of like almost as popular as a dog as you, you know? Even though I barely knew him at the time, and sometimes I just kind of forget about him.
Uh-huh.
But that's what he said. He said, yeah, that guy's a douche.
Well.
Huge douche.
Well, that's because Air Bud can't skateboard. I bet that bulldog can't make a basket, though.
No, he can. But I bet you the bulldog has nothing but good things to say.
I have a feeling it's not that hard to train a golden retriever to bump a ball up into a basket with his nose.
No, that's the thing, though. This dog wasn't a golden retriever. It was a Jack Russell Terrier.
What?
Yeah.
Air Bud?
Air Bud was actually a Jack Russell Terrier. Little known fact. The real Air Bud.
The real Air Bud?
Yeah.
So they got a different dog for the movie.
Yeah.
He's not played by himself.
No,
he's not. That dog in the movie could make the basket.
No, that was all CGI.
No, it looks pretty real to me.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe I have to see it. Maybe I have to see it once. I've never seen Air Bud.
Why would you?
I don't know. I hate dogs.
Well, now you're going a little too far.
No, I hate dogs who play basketball. It's the stupidest fucking thing.
Why?
Because it's just so silly and absurd. It's ridiculous. It's a good trick, though. It's for a cheap laugh.
It's a good trick. You go to the park, you see some hot little biddies walking by.
Yeah.
Like, hey, check this out. You pass the dog.
I guess so.
And then the dog puts it in.
Yeah.
And then you're going to put it in later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but then it's like, if you don't perform, it doesn't make a difference. If you can't do it afterwards, you know. The dogs with basketballs are just stupid.
Assholes
have been brought to you
today
by
the letter
J
and
the
number
L
and
the
punctuation mark.
Woo!
The fuck was that?
That was like an exclamation point.
That didn't sound like an exclamation. I've never heard an exclamation point make that noise.
How about like a...
What if you just said exclamation mark?
Oh, maybe I'll try. All right, try it again. Okay. This was...
Oh, wait. Start over.
Was...
Brought...
To...
You...
By...
The...
This...
What?
Exclamation point.
Oh.
Oh, wait. No, this punctuation mark.
Yes, punctuation mark.
Exclamation point.
Yeah.
We did it.
All right. High five.